Daryl, we talked about it from the start. You guys making it hard for other teams to come in here, and you're certainly doing that now for the most part, huh?
You know, we're still trying to play a complete game. We're coming off a game where we didn't, and the game prior to that where we had to score 5 goals in the third period, which you're not going to do very often or ever again. So we're still trying. We've got a lot of work to do with guys in terms of getting their individual games to where they have to be for us to be successful.
But that home record is pretty impressive right now.
You know what? I couldn't care less about the way the schedule is. I don't even know if we're at home. I thought it was an afternoon game. Just looked at my clock. I was figuring I got to get there before we set the clock, so I had to have something.
You guys are one of the biggest teams in the league anyway, but how much is it to take advantage of that against a smaller team like Calgary?
They got great skill up front and very mobile defense. When you take Giordano and Bouwmeester as a pair and then you put Butler and Weidman, you know what? Do games played, do all that stuff. It's got nothing to do with size. It's got to do with that. I just said they have some high-end offensive players, and you got guys like Jerome and Cammy, and pretty, you know what, they're awesome offensive guys, so you got to try and get right guys on the ice against them. Simple.
What do you think of Quick tonight?
I thought he was smothered pucks, and there was not anything that was, I guess the best way in hawk terms, he covered everything really well.
It's been a pretty good offensive week for this team. Is the team getting better chances, better grade A chances, more gradually as the season's going on?
I don't think so.
Just burying the chances?
Yeah. I mean, our defense evolved a little bit more, but I don't think that. I mean, we're not getting any more chances. Said it. How many times you guys keep asking the question? Every time you don't score, you're offensively challenged. You're challenged. We're scoring. We break it down and by who we play, you know, certain home road, things like that, lines, all that stuff, and we still have some guys who are offensively challenged, quite honest.
With that big lead you had, you expected to be an extra chippy start to the next one with back-to-back against the same team?
I don't think so. That's not, quite honest, that's not their style and that's not ours. I mean, how you win games is not retaliating and looking for something extracurricular, and that's not the game we play. You know what, we're going to have our heads set around trying to play a disciplined, hard game.
You expect your corner to score every game?
Yep. Why not? Somebody asked the other day about my city's money. Leads the league in game winners. Do I expect them to do it every game? Yep, that's how we can win every game.
So how close are you right now, do you think, to being where you want to be as a team?
Got lots of work to do. As a team, you know what? Individually, we got lots of improvement to do. If you break it down by position, by who plays with who, all those things, we got lots of work to do.
What do you remember about Kelly Rudy?
I coached him his last year.
That's right, San Jose.
Yep. And him and Vernie, Mike Vernon, we're lucky to have two guys, right? They've been, had been a very good club, and coming into that, they'd had Irby in goal before that, and then they brought Kelly in, and then Vernie in, and they were both older guys, and best thing about Kelly was a strong guy in the locker room. You know, he was at the end of his career, so he obviously, I'd never seen him when he was at his best on the ice. He was an awesome guy in the room. He could have been captain of the team. You can't say that about many goalies, right? And that was the strength. He was still a voice of reason, and he was still really good at young players, and so that's the number one thing. I always said that the reason we made the playoffs that first year in San Jose when I went there my first year was because of Mike Vernon and Kelly Reed.
One of the class acts in the game, right?
Cool. He's an awesome guy. Good family. You know, he lives in Calgary, so it's not like he's gone away.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Good to see him. It's not a good deal. Right? Yeah.
You even look at the standings. The teams are so closely. You just wondered about winning, or do you know now that your team is fourth in the conference?
Actually, I think we started the game in ninth or tenth, didn't we?
Seventh.
I think by the time the game started, we weren't. So it's going to change, right? Every day it's going to change. Shorts, tight skirt, tight thing. It's the difference between running the mile and 3/8 running 3.5 furlongs. This is a little shorter. You need too many corners to go around. It's just one and get your friggin' nose up there and get running again.
So this isn't baseball, but it might be horse racing.
It's a 48-game schedule, so you know what? I can tell you I did it before, and nobody else can. So I know how hard it is for the players. They're wore out after every game, just the way the schedule is. And the guys that travel with us know that also, right? And by the time I get on the plane, maybe you guys are already sleeping. So. Must be hard. Games must be hard on them too.
But you guys want to be a horse for courses, though, right? And make sure you take
it's
care
not,
of it.
It's not easy. You need lots of guys. You need training. The big thing we talked about is energy. And when you don't practice, when you have such a young team, most nights we're the youngest team. Just I think every game we've played, we're the youngest team that's out there. So you know you have kids that without practice, it's got to be just about their mental, how they got to play the game once. And then go play it. And if they don't, then they have trouble.
Mike Richards is fine.
Pardon?
Is Mike Richards fine?
I don't know. Did you talk to him?
No, I didn't see him up there.
Played in the third.
I saw.
It's not a question that I'm going to answer, right?
Is Daryl Sutter fine?
Hmm? Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah?
Good. Keep set your clocks ahead.
You lose an hour of your life tonight.
Busy day.
Thanks, Coach.